Last year's state legislative session ended early as the coronavirus was first spreading across the state. This year's session is far from ending early. Amid a COVID-19 outbreak in the state's House of Representatives in late March, legislators took a two-week break and returned on April 6th. That first lengthened out this session. Since then, lawmakers have been passing bills in double time, often working longer days trying to catch up for that lost time. Now, the Senate has adjourned again, though it's just the one chamber and just for a few days. And this one doesn't have anything to do with the coronavirus. Over the next few days, no committee meetings have been scheduled as senators adjourned until April 19th because, well, they're waiting on their colleagues in the House. A series of failed budget bills have been slowing the House of Representatives down. Every time they vote down a budget proposal, it must be reworked by the Budget Committee and then brought to vote again on the House floor. That whole process can take a while. Most recently, it was teacher salaries that got voted down, as lawmakers expressed concern over what they called social justice agendas in schools. There are two big-ticket items left for the Senate to vote on when they return, a tax relief bill and an infrastructure bill. Before they can set price tags on those items, they have to know how much is being spent on the bills that the House has heretofore denied and how much money is left to spend. So House lawmakers in the 70-person body have their work cut out for them, as they still need to approve budgets for Medicaid, education, and more. Apparently, senators expect that to be done soon, though, as they'll return at 10:30 a.m. on Monday. During the Senate's five-day recess, members of the two-chamber Budget Writing Committee will stay behind to craft and recraft, when necessary, those budget proposals. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope.